Today also brought a fatal shooting in India. 4 policemen are dead and at least 18 wounded after gunmen opened fire on the U.S. Government Cultural Center in downtown Calcutta. No U.S. citizens were injured, and there were no employees or visitors in the building at the time. Indian officials are calling the shootings a terrorist attack. U.S. officials are being more cautious. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
It's not yet clear who was responsible, nor is the motive clear either. What is known is that the attack occurred at 6:30 this morning, local time, during a shift change at the center, catching the police by surprise. 4 men on 2 motorcycles pulled up outside the American Center and fired at the police for several minutes. Police managed to return fire, but the attackers apparently escaped unscathed. A pool of blood was visible on the pavement outside the center following the attack, one of the first of its kind in the city. Calcutta's police commissioner, Sujoy Chakraborty, said it was clearly a terrorist attack, a conclusion quickly reached by officials in New Delhi as well. India's hardline home minister, L.K. Advani, said it was a terrorist attack aimed at both U.S. and Indian interests. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Nirupama Rao said a mafia don based in nearby Dubai, Aftab Malik, had claimed responsibility for the attack and hinted he may be linked to 2 Pakistan-based militant groups fighting Indian rule in the disputed region of Kashmir. India says any de-escalation of the current military buildup on the border will have to wait until it sees evidence Pakistan's president, General Pervez Musharraf, is making good on his recent pledge to crack down on militant groups operating from Pakistan. Today's attack in Calcutta appears to have added to India's skepticism about President Musharraf's ability to deliver. India's Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh.
We had some apprehensions in this regard. I'm not happy that my apprehensions have been proven correct. We would expect immediate correctives in this regard.
Pakistan this afternoon vehemently denied any involvement in the attack on the American center. These are totally baseless charges, said Foreign Ministry spokesman Aziz Ahmed Khan, adding Pakistan has condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Here in New Delhi, FBI Director Robert Mueller, who is in India for talks with officials on combating terrorism, was careful not to label today's assault as an act of terror.
I think I'd wait to see the facts. I will describe it as a horrible tragedy, but categorizing it beyond that in the absence of the facts that would be elicited during a thorough investigation, I think would be not appropriate at this time.
New Delhi's Joint Commissioner of Police, Suresh Roy, said recent intelligence reports had indicated a possible threat to U.S. concerns in the run-up to India's Republic Day celebrations this Saturday. Security had been increased at the embassy here in New Delhi and other U.S. government buildings in the wake of the September 11th attacks in New York and Washington and the December 13th suicide attack on the Indian Parliament. Roy said today that security has now been tightened even more. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.